Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr fires to first and picks off Warner. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bassler moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bassler moves to third. Whitehill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carr for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive towards third. Lutzk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Taibner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Taibner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Heilman fields it and throws to second to catch Burns for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taibner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Basler moves to second. Jackie Taibner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taibner bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to third for the out. Whitehill moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Taibner moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. McManus reaches second base with a double. Taibner scores. Blue moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fothergill is walked intentionally. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. McManus scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Joe Schott now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Heilman scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to third. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutzk takes first base on ball 4. Ekrod moves to second. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Joe Schott. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taibner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ekrod moves to third. Lutzk moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus catches it and throws to second with Taibner covering, to double up Lutzk. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6. And the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lutzk applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing right field. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a line drive towards right. Wingo catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Gherkin now playing left field. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gherkin. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is called out on strikes. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.